Hi, this is Mark. On behalf of Mark, I just wanted to share something that I experienced this past weekend with you. And it has to do with my GPS navigation. Now, let me give you a bit of a background. I am what we commonly refer to as low vision. I have some residual vision. I am fortunate enough in the daytime, while I can walk without the use of a cane or a guide dog, I usually carry an identity cane with me. And that's a cane that's it's about the diameter of my index finger, and it's collapsible. And it's really used more to tell people when I'm crossing streets that I can't see or I have low vision than it is for actually protecting me against running into trees or something. I mean, it would, but it's not a power cane, okay? So I would usually travel with that when I'm traveling alone. I have several mobile phones. I usually carry two right now. By the way, I'm a customer of AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Sometimes when you can't decide which is better, just get them both, right? So that's what I did. All right. So anyway, on Saturday, I was out walking, and I had my iPhone 3GS. It's a very nice phone. And I don't know why, but I just wanted to get out and get some air. And again, those of you who follow me will know that I'm only recently moved into this area of the city. And I live in LA/Orange County, you know, California. And I was walking up, and I'd walked this path before. And I have my cane out? I usually carry it with me. It's very small. And I don't know. I was listening to, I think I have about 1,600 songs now on my iPhone. And I usually, it's been a long time since I listened to the albums and things. But I don't know why. This particular day, it just felt like walking. The sun was out. The wind was blowing. I think we had a bit of rain on Saturday, too. It's just a perfect day. And I'd only meant to go maybe, I don't know, maybe half a mile, maybe 2 miles. But for some reason, I just kept walking and walking. And I think I was playing an Aretha Franklin song. And all of a sudden, I started listening to some of my favorite songs that I hadn't heard in years. And, you know, kind of bumping my head, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, when I'm walking, I want you to know, when I cross streets, I always take my headphones or out of my ears and cross the street and then put them back in. So, you know, I don't really want to court death. So I'm not that crazy. But anyway, it was, and the streets were winding around. But again, I'd walked this path before. Anyway, so it came to the point where I thought, well, I better be heading back because the sun was going down. Was it raining? I can't remember. It's all one big blur. But as I began to walk back, things looked, at least I thought they looked like they were supposed to. But as is often the case when you have low vision, you know, who's going to take my word for it? So, anyway, as I walked back, I noticed that the corners that I expect, you know, when you're low vision, you travel using more than just your eyes, of course. You travel using, you know, a lot of different types of cues, like the slant of the sidewalk or the number of trees or the color of the buildings or all kinds of stuff. And even though things were close, they didn't feel right. And it didn't take me long to realize that I was really off path or something. I didn't know where I was. And I have navigation programs on my iPhone. Let me just say that. I have about 6 on my iPhone. And I thought, well, here's a chance. Because, most of the navigation programs on my iPhone, while they're very basic, and they, of course, they're made primarily for sighted people. They are not made specifically for blind people. So you don't have a lot of features that a low vision person would want. But anyway, I thought, well, I've already got the iPhone in my hand. And let's just, you know, try to engage some of these programs. And I did. And they would one of them would tell me where I am. But that didn't help me since I didn't know where that street was. You know, where am I a feature? Like one of the where am I features on the iPhone is only good when you know what where you are means. If somebody says you're on Broadway, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I guess if you want to have a taxi come pick you up or something. But if you don't know where Broadway is relative to where you want to be, it doesn't really help. So anyway, it told me that the iPhone told me that. And I found it very difficult to, I'm like, would I put in an address? One of the problems with the applications on the iPhone currently, all the GPS, even the ones that are voiceover accessible, is that they will not automatically update you as you walk. Okay, I like to know exactly what street I'm crossing as I cross it. So if I'm walking down, let's say Broadway, and I'm at a stoplight, and they say that the street that's crossing Broadway is First Street, I want my GPS solution to say you're now crossing First Street. So I know I'm on the right path. Well, that didn't work. In other words, I tried to use my iPhone because I wanted to give it a fair shot. I really did. And then, of course, I thought, and by the way, just so you know, I never leave my home anymore without my good, trusted, world-class, my favorite, my beloved GPS solution from Code Factory, which is Mobile Geo. And I say I use all these adjectives to describe it because it has earned that with me. There have been other GPS solutions that are out there, but for me, this is truly the coup de ville, to put it in the vernacular. Anyway, I gave my iPhone a chance. It blew it. I mean, it's great at playing music, but getting me from A to B, I don't know. Okay, so I take out my Epix. I power up the phone. I'm standing under a tree somewhere, and I'm thinking, I'm a little, not nervous, but I'm not exactly, I mean, it's like, wow, how did this, I'm thinking, what was I thinking? Because usually I pay more attention, but, once I get Aretha Franklin on there, and then I got a little Lou Rawls, and then who else do I got on there? I got a little Bob Seger, and a little John Denver, a little reggae in there, a little Bob Marley. I don't know. I was just bopping to the sound of the music, Anyway, so I power up my Geo, power up Mobile Geo, and it immediately tells me where I am, my headings, everything. And it's got a feature that says take me home. You already had it put in. Press a button. It says start walking. Boom. And I'll tell you something. It is just amazing. It was really cool because, to be honest with you, I had my Mobile Geo in one ear, and I had my iPhone listening to some more music because, I like my music. I had it in the other ear. And between the two of them, it was great. And I trusted Mobile Geo. I didn't look around like it told me how to get there. And it took me less than, 40 seconds to get en route. And it's just wonderful. And I tell you, I just love it. I can't explain to you the confidence I have now when I travel, even with sighted people. I know I'm never going to get lost. I mean, it's amazing. And for those of you who have never experienced it, please don't underestimate having that level of independence. Obviously, Mobile Geo or the iPhone or any other GPS solution is never going to take the place of good old-fashioned cane or travel mobility skills like a cane. Because after all, if I didn't know how to use a cane, I'd be bumping into people and bumping into walls and stuff, and so it wouldn't really matter, would it? Or a guide dog. So you got to have basic skills. But it's just a neat thing to be able to have a device, have a software application that you trust, that won't let you down, that's independent, that's easy to set up, it's ready to go, and it will always tell you where you are, and everything is automatic. I think that's the thing I love about Mobile Geo the most. Once I set it to go, I don't have to, currently on the iPhone, I don't have to keep reaching down in my pocket and touch the screen to say, where am I? I don't have to keep trying to find areas on the screen to get information. The information is pushed to me real time when I need it, and I just love it. And I just wanted to get on here because I know there are a lot of people out there, on different lists, and they complain about this and they wonder about that. Unless you've experienced it, don't trash something you haven't experienced. Let's put it that way, okay? You can look at a product like Mobile Geo, and you can say, well, it's kind of expensive. Yes. You can also, in an analogous, I know people who say, well, I'd never pay $40,000 for a grand piano, okay, for a Steinway. As a man who has played a concert-style grand Steinway grand piano in the governor's mansion, by the way, I used to do some, little singing around. There's nothing like it. Is it worth $40,000 for the Steinway? Probably not. Not for me. But Mobile Geo doesn't cost $40,000. And there's no price, even though playing a piano is a luxury. Getting from point A to point B, to me, is a necessity. And, what if, for example, what would have happened if I had been walking and you make a mistake? I mean, in the old days when I was taking the buses throughout the city without a GPS solution, there were times when bus drivers would forget. They said, oh, I should have let you off 3 blocks ago. And you're like, oh my God, right? And you want to get mad at the guy or the girl, but you can't because after all, you know, they're busy and everything. To know that no matter where you are, all things being equal, that you have a solution that you will always be able to find where you are and know where you're going, and to have it fit in your pocket. And so it's not obtrusive, it's not sticking out, you don't look like the spaceman from Venus, you know, or it's just a nice feeling. And while I would never leave my home without my cane, I can tell you right now that I would never leave my home without my Code Factory Mobile Geo. And so for all you naysayers out there who say, well, you know, I want something cheaper and I want something this, I understand, you know, I'm not suggesting that we're all rich and everything, but I can tell you, you can't put a price on independence, you can't put a price on your safety, and that you cannot put a price on the confidence that comes with knowing, hey, when the proverbial bomb drops, baby, I'm going home. Anyway, this is old Mark making a joyful noise, and I want you to make one too, especially when you're out there and about in the city or in the country and you need to know where you're going from point A to point B. I will see you again soon. No pun intended. You get it? See you again soon. Listen, take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.